This is a duplicate tape of Mrs. Ida Fong's second interview from an original 90 minutes to a 60 minute tape.
Project jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. July 5th, 1980. Second interview with Ida Fong at her gift shop in Chinatown, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mrs. Fong, have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in the way of doing business?
Jewish?
Yeah.
Have you turned Jewish already.
What do you mean?
Well,
did you ever compare the...
We don't compare with them, but they really make us Jewish.
What do you mean they make us Jewish?
Oh, they sell us a lot of things, and then we Jew them down, and then pretty soon we'll be Jewish people.
You mean when you buy things from them?
We bargain
on the price?
Yes.
I see.
We do that.
You do the same thing they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both groups are sharp. Do you consider one group better than the other in doing business?
In Chinatown?
Well, in general.
No. We're. But of course, I have good business all along to today. Because we have good... We have good merchandise, and also we always get a good location.
Mm-hmm. Do you buy from the Jewish business?
Yes, a certain amount of things.
I see.
They import before. Now my son go back to Hong Kong, to Taiwan, and that's different. We don't deal with them as much.
Where did Chinese men meet their wives? Before World War II? Or how did they meet their wives?
Well, there are very few girls and very few men and very few boys at that time.
Well?
Well, then they just meet.
No matchmaker?
No matchmaker.
I see. Did the Chinese men go back to China to get married?
Yeah.
I see.
Mostly, it's easier.
It's easier because there are more girls there?
Oh, yes. And they want to come to America.
The girls? Want to come. What about the girls here? They just marry. Whom do they marry?
They go around. They courtship. They have courtship.
With
the boys.
I see. So the Chinese girls never go back to China?
No, don't have to.
Were the American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons as their parents?
Eager, they want to have sons. Well, I find out the American people are not only Chinese. American people like to have a son too.
And so that includes the American-born Chinese?
American-born Chinese, yeah.
They would prefer to have sons.
Yes. I think so. I don't know.
How about your own case?
Myself?
Yeah.
Well, I have a son and then after you have a son, the next two will be a girl, it doesn't matter. It seems that you do your part already as a woman.
What did most people think of interracial marriage?
Now they don't care. They're very
before
they don't look up to them. They think it's not right to intermarriage. But not now. Right now it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Did you know
change.
Of anybody?
Huh?
Did you know of any instances?
Oh yeah, my sister only son married to an American girl.
I mean, before World War II, did you know anyone?
Before World War II, not very many.
Mm-hmm. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn the language?
Well, but they don't listen to you. They go there, they learn nothing.
But so did the parents feel it was important?
I think it's important. Mm-hmm. I myself think it's important, but my children don't know a word of Chinese. I make them go, but they come back.
How about other friends of yours? Do they think that it's important for
their
children?
Yeah.
I see. What about going back to China? Did most people hope to go back to China?
Mm-hmm. I think so. At that time, especially, you talk about
before 45.
I think it's important too. But now they're traveling and it's very easy to get there and see this whole country.
Mm-hmm. How many people actually went back to China before World War II?
Not very many because financially it's not easy to go back. Right now it's easy. People make money.
What did American-born Chinese think of Chinese schools back in China?
Back in China?
Yeah, did they think about going back in China to Chinese universities?
No. Some people do, and it's very good. They learn both.
Very few people did?
Very few. They have to have money and they have to have the son that want to go back.
Mm-hmm. How much would you say it cost in those days to go back?
$500.
Mm-hmm. How many dollars is that compared to now? Now the equivalent, would it be like
$2,500.
Mm. So that was kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They go back by boat? I mean by...
By plane.
Oh, by plane?
By boat. By boat, yeah.
Did you ever hear anyone say that they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No. Mm-hmm. We're very proud that we're Chinese.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
For them?
Uh-huh, for themselves.
Well, some of them work in the water and power. There's quite a few Chinese work there.
Uh-huh.
Seem to be Hong, kind of Hong.
That means the older one, you know, back in the 40s and the
30s. Yeah. Consider good. Good job.
Uh-huh. And any other business? I mean, jobs?
Well, some of them work in the immigration office.
Oh.
At that time, they have immigrants.
Oh, I see. What about their children? What did they want their children to be?
Dentist. Lawyer.
Anything else?
Teacher.
Uh-huh.
Wongkako. Governor work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's about all.
Did you have any aspirations for your children to be in a certain field?
What would they?
No. You didn't care?
No. I hate to be disappointed all my life. And I don't plan for them at all. And I don't get disappointed.
I see. And the fact that your son took up the same business that
you did. That's all right. Well, that's all right because he studied as a business administration and in Woodbury.
Uh-huh.
He graduated from there, so naturally he carry on the father business.
I see. He was interested in
it. Uh-huh. He liked it.